Midnight Visitor, Robert Arthur. Ausable did not fit the description of any secret agent Fowler had ever read about. Following him down the corridor of the gloomy French hotel where Ausable had a room, Fowler felt disappointed. It was a small room on the 6th floor, and hardly a setting for a romantic figure. Ausable was, for one thing, fat, very fat. And then there was his accent. Though he spoke French passably, he had never altogether lost the New England accent he had brought to Paris from Boston 20 years ago. "You are disappointed," Ausable said wheezily over his shoulder. "You were told that I was a secret agent, a spy, dealing in espionage and danger. You wished to meet me because you are a writer, young and romantic. You thought you would have mysterious figures in the night, the crack of pistols, drugs in the wine. Instead, you spent a dull evening in a French music hall with a sloppy fat man who, instead of having messages slipped into his hand by dark-eyed beauties, gets only an ordinary telephone call making an appointment in his room. You have been bored." The fat man chuckled to himself as he unlocked the door of his room and stood aside to let his frustrated guest enter.